Good morning, everybody. Welcome again to Saturday AM Live. Vance Rogers here with Brody Craney. We're crossing the Rocky Mountains today. Oregon and Utah represented, and two people who love the four seasons. And as we embark into fall, I know, Brody, that you're probably seeing the glimpse of the leaves falling and the seasons of change taking place there.
We're jumping into the mountains every moment we get to be able to go bask in those leaves.
Photosynthesis is what I learned and taught. The sixth graders here in the Portland, Oregon area go out to camp for a week to learn about the outdoors, and this is my favorite time of year for many, many reasons. Brody, to really take advantage of the time we have, would you be so kind to share with folks who've never heard your story before? They don't know who Brody Craney is and the couple decades history. How did this all get started with your Nikan venture?
Through the good fortune of having someone who cared enough to help, to make a difference. And, in our family, it's just as with many families, there's always there's a need, and sometimes you don't know there's a need, but there were big needs. What happened was a gentleman who was looking to grow his business thought of one of the most entrepreneurial people that he knew, and that happened to be my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law was living out of Hawaii, and my brother-in-law had a challenge. At that point, he'd had a body surfing accident and had messed up his back. He'd wake up and couldn't move sometimes for 2 and 3 days at a time. And he tried out Nikan Technologies, a back flex and insole, had great results. Decided to grab, if a little was good, he thought more would be better. Got the sleep system and found that he was sleeping 2 hours less per day. Also discovered that headaches, and this may sound crazy, but it's I can vouch for it. He had headaches such that he'd wake up and grab a handful of aspirin, and then roughly around noon, another handful, and then by early evening, another handful. He was going through 300 to 500 aspirin per month, and that all went away within a week. And he went to a conference up in Seattle area, was blown away not only by what he learned about the technology on stage and the business and the potential of where this was going, but he also sat next to three people that had autoimmune conditions and their lives had been transformed. He called my mother. My mother had, I grew up on a farm in southeast Idaho. And I remember one time we were trying to remove posts out of the ground with a tractor. The post wouldn't budge. Dad grabbed wrapped around it with a chain and was lifting with the loader to try to get the thing out. Wouldn't go. And Mom went up by it. Anyway, the thing dragged loose and knocked her out. She hurt solid for 3 weeks. Got thrown from a horse, hurt solid, and then she was moving bales in a haystack. The two strings broke. She was up top. She fell roughly two stories and landed on one foot and shattered it. And from then on, Mom didn't bounce back. She just got worse and worse and worse. Massive joint problems, massive muscle problems. She slept and slept, but no matter how she slept, she still hurt. And she tried every alternative, every traditional treatment. 10 years with the medication, and she was nigh onto a wheelchair, and began using these technologies. And her life, over the course of a 6 month period, was transformed. No more medication. Had hope. She could sweep the floor without having to take a nap. She could undo a jar without her fingers hurting. She could go grocery shopping, and life was transformed. And my mom, at age 60, could outdo most 40-year-olds. She's now 80 and is outdoing most 50-year-olds. And anyway, just amazing, amazing, amazing results. So we just fell in love with Niken Technologies and began sharing and sharing and sharing. And I was the dubious one. I was not interested. I thought magnets were crazy. Every Sunday when I called home to say hello to the family, I heard another magnet story. They were sharing, my brother-in-law was sharing, and I said no for 2 years. But I'd been in the West Indies. I got bit by a mosquito, had a fever of 105 for a week, couldn't walk for 3 weeks. And the result of that scenario, I thought I recovered, but I never completely recovered. My immune system never bounced back. I would catch every cold. The cold would turn into strep throat and bronchitis. I had an average of 8 to 13 rounds of antibiotics per year from then on. I lived with a headache every day, massive headaches 2 and 3 times a week. No matter how much I slept, I never had energy, and I started falling asleep in all the wrong places, falling asleep in class, falling asleep while driving, 5 accidents my parents knew about. And after the last one, I rolled my car. And that's when my dad said, "Son, I don't care how weird you think this is, you will be using these products." And a mattress arrived at my doorstep. And I ended up being there, unbeknownst to me, they had some strategy behind the whole thing. Not only did they want to help me, but if things turned, they were hopeful I did something with this as a business. It took them roughly a year to get me engaged.
And Brody, how young were you at this time? Well, I mean, age?
I was 24 when they got the when I heard about it to begin with. And by, I think it was roughly 25-ish when I got the sleep system on me. It was when I was 26 that I attended they dragged me to a wellness preview that I termed as a magnet revival meeting. And the reason, I mean, just the stories were weird, and there were people with gold dots all over their faces and wearing magnets, and it was strange to me. And one of the ladies stood up and said, she says, "Well, I sleep on a magnetic sleep system. I don't have to take naps anymore." And it was the first time I realized, I mean, had been on for roughly 3 months on the products, but it hadn't dawned on me that I wasn't having to take naps anymore. And then somebody else stood up and said, "I sleep on a magnetic sleep system and I don't have headaches anymore." And I stood back and folded my arms and, well, that didn't happen to me because I still get headaches. And then I went, wait a minute, I haven't had a headache in 2 weeks, and it used to be every day. And so my results weren't really fast, but I could tell that something was happening, but I didn't want to admit it to anybody. And the straw that turned the camel's back for me to get involved was in schooling I was studying as electrical engineering to begin with and piano performance. Ended up just graduating in piano performance, and my senior recital, we had a reception at my house. My parents disappeared, and so did my roommate and his wife. Couldn't find them. It was an hour later that I went down to grab something in the bedroom that was downstairs, and turned out that they ripped apart the bed and exposed my magnetic mattress, which was like seeing somebody in their underwear. I mean, I was really embarrassed. I didn't want anybody to know I was using this stuff. And they had results. And when there was somebody that was my age, it's somebody in my sphere of influence who believed in this stuff, as opposed to, I don't know why we sometimes doubt certain people, but I doubted my family. And when there was somebody in the sandbox who wanted to play, that was a peer of mine, I got excited. I don't know what turned things around completely in my brain, but something clicked, and Mark and I, we would challenge each other as to who could have the most people at the wellness preview. We would just have some fun little games together, so to speak, and it turned out to be, instead of something that was scary or drudgery, it was fun. So my parents got somebody below me excited. They lit the fire from below, and I got excited, and we went to work with them and helped them go silver, and that made me silver, and off we went. The game began, and I thought, hey, there's a mountain here. It's ready to climb. Let's go.
You know, Brian,
so that's the basics of it.
Yeah, I didn't realize until just now that we were both the same age when introduced to Mika, and I was 24 as well. Similar issue, thought my parents were completely off the deep end, thought, you know, this has got to be midlife crisis. They both were 50 years old, and I mean, the list goes on and on. But you said several things, and I pulled it up because I thought, this is interesting, because Brody just talked about how his immune system was shot. And last week, James Allison and, I'm going to mispronounce this, Tashuka Honjo, two scientists were awarded the 2018 prize for physiology and medicine for the discovery that the body's immune system could be used to attack cancer cells. And what you just shared with what you picked up, while you're in the Caribbean, the West Indies, and I also spent 9 months living in Jamaica. I didn't get bit by a mosquito like you did. But if we're not sleeping well and our immune system isn't compromised, lo and behold, sleeping on a magnetic mattress could, in fact, and here we just awarded on the global scale two gentlemen for their discovery. Hey, how do we strengthen that immune system? And this is really, really fascinating. Fast forward to today. There, because of technology, because of the 21st century, big reason for asking you to share today is because you're leveraging simple technology like a phone, like what you and I are conversing right now, and every week, and because everybody's, because of the internet and trying to keep up with Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and Vine and Twitter and all this stuff. We're so frazzled in our culture. Most of us say, I don't have time to go to a weekly meeting or a conference. Well, let's bring it to you. And every Thursday afternoon, you're sharing your story, but you're going a little bit deeper and talking about each time or each week, talking about a core product. Tell us about that and why. What led you that direction?
Well, I find for myself and for my team that every once in a while I have to shake things up. And what I mean by that is, too often in life we become comfortable. And we only want to do the things that are comfortable for us. And comfort is complacency. Comfort is the enemy of the best. Comfort is awful. we will never progress. And when we always want to remain comfortable. People talk about having a paradigm of the way the world should be, or the way work should be, or the way health should be, or the way our children should be, or all those types of things. And I find unless we are getting out of our comfort zones, unless we are changing our paradigms, unless we are moving ahead doing new things, that we become very, very stagnant. And one of the challenges I find in NECAN is that it is always easy... It is always easy to talk to the people that we know. Meaning, when we start an EKN business and we have three people on our team, it's much easier to call those three people and say, hello, how was your day, what can I do to help you, than it is to go out and talk to a brand new person. For the average Joe, that's the scenario. And it's easy for people to get on a NECAN call and talk to NECAN people than it is to go and talk to someone new. And I found on my team that too many people were just getting in, I'll call it the good old boys club, and getting on calls, talking to the people that they know and are comfortable with, and inviting people who are already in NECN to NECN things. And so I kind of, for good or bad, told my team, look, I'm not going to be here to hold your hand for a while. I'm just going to provide something where you can invite people to. And this call that I'm doing on Thursday is a twofold. We have people who don't know, we have a lot of really amazing products, but because we have a lot of really amazing products, it's very seldom that we go into depth about what they are and their value. And so I'm trying to help people learn a little bit more about those technologies, but I'm creating this call specifically for guests. I want you to invite your customers. I want you to invite new customers. I want you to invite new prospects to learn about core products and to get them going. Save the recordings so that as you sponsor new people, you can have something to send them on Monday, and then when they're done with that recording, you can send them something else on Wednesday or Thursday, and then save that recording, and when they're done with that, you can send them something else the next day and the next, and they can get themselves educated over time. I'm going to create a bank of these recordings so that they are available long-term for people to be able to get educated about each and every one of NECN's technologies. So that's just the basics behind it. The call is great for information, but if you're going alone, you are killing your team. In this business, there are two questions you need to ask yourself. I mean, if you really want to help a lot of people, say, I don't want to build a business, I just want to help people. Well, the way you're going to help people is by having an organization that has hundreds of, not just hundreds of people, but maybe hundreds of thousands of people that you've impacted, people who tell people who tell people who tell people. And so anytime you go somewhere, you need to take someone with you. Anytime you attend a conference call, you need to take someone with you. Three-way someone into the conference call and have invited 5 to 10 other people who attend the conference call. So that's the basis behind that whole thing. If you're going to go somewhere, take someone with you. But two questions to ask yourself every day is, number one, I believe that guiding questions is what I call them, are the secrets to success in virtually everything. As a pianist, there reaches a point where your most important time is your practice time, and if you're only practicing what your teacher tells you to practice, you're going to fall behind. And you have to ask yourself as you sit down, what is it I want to accomplish today? How can I practice these two measures to make these two measures absolutely shine perfect, get better than they were? How can I overcome the technical obstacles of them? How can I make these two measures better with my 5 hours of practice today? That may sound crazy, but sometimes literally that's what my strategy is. And what is it you can do today to become, as a pianist, a concert pianist, but as a NECN person, what am I doing today to become the Royal Diamond that I am to affect the most number of lives possible? Well, what can I do today? I can talk to one or two new people. And I can't get to Royal Diamond in one day, but I can get to Royal Diamond one step at a time, one new person at a time, one new life that's been transformed. My life cycle chart, I just have a picture that says I wake each day to help one more person. And whose life can you transform? Whose life can you make a difference in today? So what am I doing today to become the Royal Diamond that I am? And the second question is am I doing what I want my downline to duplicate? Am I doing what I want my downline to duplicate? So when I think of that, I think, number one, am I having some fun? Am I having fun? And some people, they create to-do lists. I was on a mastermind call at one point, and I heard a concept that really made a lot of sense to me, and that was a to-be list. As you are doing your to-do list, who are you hoping to be? Are you doing things forcefully? Are you doing things joyfully? Are you doing things faithfully? Are you doing things... who do you want to be when you grow up? Because some people that their jobs have turned them into crotchety old. Sometimes I find myself, heaven forbid, being crotchety or being cranky around my kids. How can I be a dad in the midst of all these teenage years and not develop gray hair? How can I be a good dad instead of a bad dad? And still be all that a dad should be, providing guidance, direction, all those types of things. So how can I do Nican fun today? I talked to someone the other day and they said, I'm just not having fun right now. And so as you make your to-do list, think about who you want to be. And not everything that we do in life is supposed to be fun. Growing up on the farm, maybe cleaning out the muck in the barn wasn't fun, or digging holes in rock-infested ground for a fence post wasn't fun. But I had people that I did it with that complained. Sometimes we had hired hands that complained and were griping, and it wasn't fun being with them. But I also had people that I did things with that it was fun doing it with them. The most awful job can be fun. And I learned that there are people who are fun and can make anything fun, and there are people who are miserable no matter what they do in life. They go to an amusement park and be miserable. And so what do we do? How can I make what I'm doing today fun and exciting? And part of that for me is to make a difference in the life of other people. And that's just not physically. I believe that we have an obligation to empower those who are around us, to lift those who are around us, to make a difference for the people who are around us, to leave them better than we found them. And I guess another philosophy, this call turned out to be a call of philosophy this morning, I think. But another philosophy I have that makes doing Nican fun and intriguing for me is you know, the first few years of doing Nican are always, for me, they were this massive discovery of things for me to learn to grow my business. And I always had something to be taught. And then I kind of got to this point where I thought, well, I know a lot. Oh, that's a terrible spot to be at. That's, for lack of better terms, a damning spot to be at. It stops us. When we think we know, when we think we've learned all that we need to learn, we are indeed putting shackles on our feet. And a philosophy I had to adopt was that as I'm out meeting people, what is it that this person has to teach me? Because if I stop growing, if I stop learning, if I stop becoming better, I'm stopped. In fact, I'm not even stopped. I'm going backwards. And so as I'm building my Nican business and finding people to build and empower, I'm also looking to find out, what do I have to learn from this person that I'm in front of today? What do they have to teach me? Because God wouldn't put me here if there wasn't some reason, not only for them to have a benefit, but for me to have a benefit and to grow. So, anyway, I've been rambling on. I apologize. I hope that's helpful.
No. Absolutely. You know, what you just said is, my mind is racing so many different directions, but the third part of the I Can attitude mantra is simply, my I Can attitude allows me to teach people something that will add value to their experience with me. And then the last part is, I encourage them to respond in kind. I'm ready for them to share something with me, anything that can build me up as well. It's not about us, as you said, knowing so much information that we dump, you know, 20 plus years of Nican and learning. You couldn't do that with any trade. You couldn't do that with any business, whether someone wanted to go into stock investing or they wanted to become an electrician. You couldn't take any person who's been in any industry and expect a brand new journeyman or a brand new person getting hired day one to learn. It's life experience, and it's the same thing in Nican. The phone number for Thursday would be what? What's the best way? And I believe these are also Zoom, or is it just simply the old-fashioned conference call?
So I designed this one as something that could be, that people can get from anywhere. Not everybody is always at home on their computer not everybody is always has data, but everybody is in a situation typically where they can dial in a phone number. And so this call is old-fashioned, just dial in a phone number. The number for the call, the time for the call is Thursday, 5 p.m., Thursday, 5 p.m., Mountain Standard Time, Thursday.
So 4 p.m. West Coast, 7 out on the East Coast.
Yep, and the dial number is 605-472-5543. That's 605-472-5543. The access code is 721-323, 721-323-pound, and hold on 1 second, sorry, there we go. I'm going to give you a number for dialing in to access recordings, because you can just call in the recordings and push a playback number. Let's see, here we are. Boom, 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 boom. Playback number is 605-475-4992. That's 605-475-4992. And when you call that number, you enter the same access code we talked about, which is the 721-323-pound. And there are four calls on there so far. There's one that's been on the Nikon Sports Bottle. There's one that's been on Jay Greenzymes. There's one that's been on Lactoferrin. And the most recent is Chiaga. And there are four reference numbers you can use. You can dial call number one and listen to it. You can put in reference number two and listen to that call. Reference number three, listen to that call. Reference number four, and listen to that call.
Well, the beauty of this, Bernie, as I shared before we connected with the group, is I spoke, got the privilege last night, literally, walked in the door, and I looked in the mirror, thought, okay, do I look presentable? Because I'm about to get on a Zoom with a gentleman that I'd spoken to 24 hours earlier. The long and short of it, he registered last night as a consultant. He sent me a text and said, I'm ready to go. I bought products. He said I might have, you know, compulsively spent too much. But he kept telling me through when we were chatting via video that what I heard about this, he couldn't even pronounce Chiaga. And Adam, I don't hold that against you if you're listening, but he said, I don't remember the product. He said, but I want that. And it was because what he heard from you about Chiaga and what it could do. He said all the, you know, these high-powered ingredients, and he said that's one of the first things. And then we found out about AutoShip and being able to get it, you know, even as a customer. But he took it the next step, and just like you and I were, Brody, in his, I want to say he's 24, but I forget now, but early 20s, and just excited about the possibility of what Nikon can do for him. And I just simply thought, okay, this is exactly what we're talking about, leveraging other people to things that we know that are working. And it's not about filling our heads with all this knowledge, but just getting a little bit more, growing in our ability to communicate the benefits of Nikon and these wonderful products.
Yeah.
That are second.
From a business strategy point, folks, one of the things that I'm hoping to do with this is that most of us enter Nikon through, I call it, one room of the wellness home. Whether we're entering into the bedroom because we love the sleep products, or we're entering in through the kitchen and we want our Pimag water, or you know, whatever it is, there are different rooms, so to speak, to the wellness home. And we get excited about that product. When I first started, I had a gal who was really excited about insoles, and she sponsored 10 people with just insoles. But the problem was that was all that she bought, and that was all that she had a good story to tell about. And one of the things I want these calls to be able to be used for is as you sponsor someone through whatever thing they become excited about, maybe they're excited about the wristband, or maybe they're excited about the power chip, or maybe they're excited about Jade Greenzymes, or Vital Balance, or whatever you're excited about, they typically get excited about because your energy spills over to them. But let's say they get an auto ship and they fall behind, and then they want to cancel their auto ship. And if we don't have if we're not first in some of the other technologies to let them know that there's a host of things to help with to help our bodies sizzle and get fine tuned into I just got done doing Oklahoma. My son wanted to audition. He's getting interested in musical theater, and I haven't done that in 20 years. I my wife said, you should do this with him. It's a good time to bond. And I thought, well, okay. So I auditioned, and dang it, I made it. You want to talk about getting uncomfortable when you haven't danced in 20 years. Your body just doesn't work the right way. But there were like three people in there that I thought were 20 years older than me. And I'm 48 years now, and I ended up being by 5 years the oldest person in the cast. And they all looked older than me. I'm like, boy, I'm sure loving my Nikan stuff.
You know, isn't that, I bumped into a classmate of mine yesterday, and I was sharing with two sisters who were staying with us for the weekend, wonderful, wonderful gals. I was sharing with them, I don't know how to say this. Actually, I said this on this Zoom call last night. I said, I don't know how to say this without really making people upset at me, but I didn't even recognize my classmates. We're both 50, and I didn't recognize her. Is that terrible or what? And I said, how do I say this? I'm just going to say it. There's way more of her to love than there was when I saw her 7 years ago at our 25th, you know, high school reunion.
Uh-huh.
And I said, she's not just obese, but she's pushing the morbidly, you know, category. And I said, and even saying that, I feel so bad because I'm never supposed to call somebody fat, but they are. And I walked away from that meeting, bumping into her, and I just was bewildered. I thought, how do I come out of that shock and amazement world and be able to quickly say to someone, what? I mean, how do you? And so I'm still trying to figure that one out because I don't know how. For a guy, I think I could, you know, that bump into him and say, hey, how are you dealing with? Well, you're not dealing with it because I can see the evidence of it that you're not. But the whole scenario in this home, everybody was way out of balance. I mean, it, with the healthy body category. I want to put my 2 cents in worth here, Brody, and I need to let you go because you've got lots to do. I've got, you know, we all have lots to do in our to-be list today. I wrote that down because that is so good. It's humans being more. It's not humans doing more. It's what do we want to do today to become that better person? And I want to just encourage folks, to, as Brody gave us the number and the recorded number, is that develop a cheat sheet. This is something I'm going to do because I just thought of it on the fly. It's called the number where the recordings are. And Brody said, well, there's one on the sports bottle. There's one on the Jade Green Zymes. There's one on the Siaga. Develop a cheat sheet. Call, punch number one, then make a note. Okay, Brody's call number one is this. That way we can leverage that for a new person or somebody that we want to reconnect with and say, oh, you've got to listen to this. I thought of you as I was listening to this the other day because last time we spoke, you were talking about the need for water. Here's a really good solution, and just listen to this.
Just to shorten it up for you real quick, lactoferrin is one, Jade Green Zymes two, sports bottle three, and number four that we just finished is the Siaga.
Okay. So, lacto,
green, sports bottle, Siaga.
Got it. Okay, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Okay, that makes it easy, so you don't even have to call and listen to each one. Lactoferrin.
Guys, I plan on doing these calls until we get through all of Nikan's products, with the caveat that A, that they're attended and used, but B, that there are new people on it. And if I stop getting feedback that there are new people on it and it's just Nikan people sitting there, I'm done. Because it's not productive. I know it may be, you may think it's productive for you, but it's really not. It's not productive unless we take someone with us. This job of Nikan, of changing lives, only works if we have somebody new with us. And you can think about that for your day. is that, have I talked to someone new today? If you're doing three-way phone calls and you've got a new person on the line, you're doing NECAM. If you're going to an event and you've got someone new with you who is not signed up, you're doing NECAM. But if you're just talking to your existing team, you are not building a business. And you're not getting uncomfortable, which means you're not growing. And the real fun of NECAM is transforming people's lives physically, financially, emotionally, in the five pillars. Somebody new, bring someone new. Who else can I invite to this call? So just put that in the back of your head and see whose life you can encourage and grow and transform. So,
and Brody, I'll take that as a challenge, because as a friend of ours says, when it comes to church growth, God's not into moving the furniture around in his kingdom. You can't. And that is so impactful in our NECAM organizations, and when we share, it doesn't do us any good to keep re-inviting the same people, because they're going to get sick of us if they're not doing anything. Or even, I mean, but because I've thought of several people right now, and I was very convicted of following up. And
yeah.
By the way, follow-up communicates respect. It's not about pestering somebody. It means that we care enough to go back to revisit a conversation
yeah.
that we had
yeah.
with them.
Absolutely. And I don't want you guys to get the wrong meaning, because this call should be used. Your existing team should be on it. But what I'm doing is I'm getting a hold of, everyone should have a key of core leaders. And you should challenge your key core leaders to invite their customers to this, and to personally invite their customers, because it's going to expand their knowledge and their use of the products. But in addition to that, that they each invite at least two new people every week to that call. And when I say invite to it, it's not send them an email. It's not send a text. It's personally be on a call and communicate your enthusiasm for why they should be there. And then send an email reminder or a reminder text. But your personal excitement, your personal conviction will always have better results than just sending a text or email. So.
And Brody, what's on tap for this next Thursday? What's the subject product?
You want to know our upcoming topic, huh? Well, we're going to go. I've done several of the consumables, and they're going to delve into a magnetic product. I'm going to do the Flex. We're going to spend
the MagFlex. It's not a. And by the way, folks, it's not a backflex. It's the MagFlex. When we limit, and I just did this with a brand new customer yesterday. When we limit a product by calling it something that it's not, if you just say, "Oh, it's a backflex," it's the back magnet. No. There are more stories of people with respiratory issues who've hung it around a necklace. I've got a customer who hangs it on his upper back because of neck and shoulder issues. It's not just for the back, but holding it on their chest. Dennis Williams delayed a massive heart attack because don't take that as a medical claim, because I don't want people doing that, going that route. But he has for years worn it on his chest because he's the longest known survivor in his family as a male because of DNA heart issues. So
everybody with a heart condition should have one of those things on them, period. Mm-hmm. And we've just seen, it's not a person. We've had many, many, many people that have had just huge, huge results. And no, we can't make a medical condition, but if you have a loved one that has a heart condition, they need one of those, period. Yeah.
That combined with the progesterol capsules, do the Roto-Rooter job from the inside chemically, and allow the bergamot orange. And anyways, we could go too far. Brody, I asked for 25 minutes, and you've given us so much more. I know this is going to be a huge turning point for so many people when we, not if, but when we take advantage of it and plug in. Again, every Thursday, 4 p.m. West Coast, 5 Mountain Time. That's 6 Central and 7 on the East Coast. So this, and again, having the recordings accessible, but it's so much more fun when we take people with us. That's like anything, whether it's a movie, a restaurant, introducing them to NECAM, take people with us. If you want to see your business grow, this is a great thing to plug into. So, Brody, thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you on the Nikan Highway really, really, really soon.
Absolutely.
All right. Ciao for now, my friend.
Bye now.